Now, last week, Margaret Mills was telling us about an architect who helped to build part of Essex. And this week, I think you're looking at a gentleman who was born in Rittle and has some connection with the USA. What's all this about, Margaret?
Indeed I am, Scott. This is a gentleman called William Pynchon. Now, William Pynchon, we're talking about the 1650s, 1660s here. As far as we know, he was born and brought up in Rittle. He also spent some time in Springfield, just outside Chelmsford. And at some point in his career, he decided to leave our shores for the New World, for America. And he ended up at Massachusetts. And he's widely credited with being one of the founding fathers of an area in Massachusetts called Springfield.
All right.
So he took the Essex connection with him. He also took with him his wife and his three daughters. Now, he's quite a remarkable man because he's well known in Massachusetts as well as probably in his birthplace, Rittle. He, it's said, when he got to America, made a great success of his time in America, took up the occupation of fur trading, and we believe the furs in question were beavers. He traded with the Indians, the native Indian population, and remarkably was known for how well he treated the Indians, which was quite unusual in those times. Many, many colonists were not quite as good towards the Indians as Pynchon was, but he traded with them. He was a fair trader and they respected him apparently very much. Did very well for himself in America, was able to leave the business to a son that he'd had while he was out in America to carry on with. Sadly, he blotted his copybook in Massachusetts a bit because he wrote a book about religion. And it's said to have been full of, quote, strange ideas. And it's said to have been the very first book in the history of the American people that was burned.
Really?
Because it was deemed to be so damaging that the order went out by the powers that be to gather up all the copies they could and to burn them.
So much for the land of the free.
Well, exactly. It wasn't quite so free. Now, whether this made him decide to come back to England, we don't know. But certainly he did, leaving the business in the hands of his son.
Did he come back to Rittle?
He did come back to Rittle. He came back to Essex, yes. Whether he stayed in Essex for the whole of the time before his death, we don't know. But certainly he did come back to his birthplace, but sadly blotted his copybook a bit in Massachusetts.
Right. Well, it happens, I guess. Thank you very much indeed for that. And what next?
Right. Well, next time I shall be looking at Haunted Bealey Abbey.
Oh, Haunted Bealey Abbey. Right, okay. Thank you very much indeed, Margaret.
Thanks, Scott.